I am Sam, reporting from a new awareness. We are consciousness in human form. As humans, we live in an illusionary dream world where power games are played. Controlling other people with words or actions is usually done on an unconscious level. Usually, people have no idea that they're involved in power games. They just know that saying and doing certain things to other people makes them feel stronger. Energy thieves have either forgotten how to create their own energy or have lost their spiritual connection to consciousness, God, the Source, whatever term you relate to. Energy theft can lessen a person's confidence, for humans are often fearful when threatened verbally or physically. They feel forced to pay attention to the person threatening them. This gives the thief their energy and helps them to feel stronger while the victim feels weaker. Dr. Christine Page tells us energy stealing is happening all the time and is more successful when an individual is shamed, fearful, or in despair, for then they will easily surrender their energy to the lowest bidder. Energy stealing is often played by socially isolated people with low self-esteem and feelings of inadequacy. Bullying is common in homes where those bullied regain their self-esteem by shaming others who are less able to answer back, such as children, partners, and animals. This type of control over others is damaging and sucks the vital energy out of those who are being dominated. People at the highest risk of energy theft include those with a need to be liked or needed. They may desire harmony at any cost and have a passion to help or change others. Some people may need approval or acknowledgement. A special note, now being much more related to current Earth time, fearful people are at high risk of being the victims of power games. There are four main ways used to steal energy. These energy-stealing methods are known as interrogation, intimidation, pity me, and aloofness. The method we use to compete for attention in childhood expands into the way we steal other people's energy in adulthood. Learning our own control drama frees us to become conscious of our actions. If we are aware of our own drama, we can focus more clearly on our spiritual mission. Humanity is raising consciousness to new levels of compassion and tolerance. We are here as humans to further spiritual growth. It is time to end the old world power games and to clear old patterns of suppression. It's vital to remember that all negative behavior is really just a call for love. When someone acts negatively, they are offering you the opportunity to bless them. Consciously aware humans obtain their energy without stealing it from others. They get their energy from Source. They look beyond the control drama of thieves to see the real person, Spirit, and radiate loving energy their way. The thieves feel that loving energy and give up their way of manipulating for it. This article is based on information in the End of My Soap Opera Life book series, Book 1, Death of the Sun, and Book 2, A Change in Perception, by Sam. You can download a free PDF copy of Book 1 at lightworkerslog.com. Shine on, bright light.